Hold on a second. I got to tie my shoes. Why I have to have my shoes tied to do this is well beyond my imagination at the moment. Speaking of imagination, you don't have to use a lot of it as we approach your health issues in a very solid, concise, and precise way, thanks to the help of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCCA board-certified practitioner. He's a NUCCA chiropractor, understands the gut, is a GAPS practitioner as well. And so we're here on Good Day Health to talk about your health and well-being. Mm-hmm. The GoodDayHealthShow.com website now up and ready and has a lot of Jack's information through the podcast that he does with me. And then, of course, he has his own podcast. He and his wife, Mary, are on ForbiddenDoctor.com with their podcast. And the current one is still focused on the flu. It's a two-part deal. It'll be on for the next couple of weeks. And so the question that we all ask ourselves every year, I don't ask myself, I had a flu shot once in my life and it really made me sick. So I was easily dissuaded whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. I just said, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. I've always had a, thank heavens, knock on wood, a really strong immune system. And you take the flu shot because you have a weak immune system. Older people do it and young children do it. But the people in the middle, it seems to me, ought to have some common sense, Jack, and work on their immune system. I mean, not to necessarily tie this into a commercial, but your immune system is enhanced by having all those fruits and vegetables in your system, the fruits and veggies that you get from balanceofnature.com, something we've been talking about here now for several months as we get into the winter weather, more challenges because people have a weaker immune system. And yeah, the flu, you can be a victim of the flu. You can be a victim of a bad cold. You can be a victim of a lot of things if you don't have a healthy immune system. So if you want to tackle it the right way, get these ripened fruits and vegetables. Cost you 22 cents a day, I think. 9 to 11 servings of veggies and ripened fruits in these capsules. You can either take them apart and put them on the food, or you can take the capsules as they are. That's what I do with them. But if you want to order them now, balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code, the promo code DJV, all right? Balanceofnature.com, your immune system. That's what we're focused on. You get a free month supply with your first order using the code DJV at balanceofnature.com, code DJV. These things are great for, we all know, you and I are talking about this all the time. You got to put real food into your body. You got to have the food in order to have your systems all functioning properly, right? I mean, there's nothing preservatives, that stuff.
Yeah. Well, sure. And the ultimate source of energy for the human being, all animals for that matter, is the sun. And there is a way in which the energy of the sun is converted in a stable form in the foods that we eat, the plant kingdom or something that ate the plant kingdom, so that all that intrinsic energy that came to this planet then can come into our bodies. And as long as we eat it, at least somewhat reflective of the way Mother Nature made it, you're going to get the nutrition that's in it. The problem with the mass food production business and industry that we have in the country today is that some things can be processed so much, they may look like something that came from nature, but what is nature put into it is long gone. And it, you know, fills the belly. It, you know, tells you you're not hungry anymore, but you are slowly starving to death.
We rarely talk about teeth and dental work and the gums and how important all of that structure is. People who have veneers put in, people who have implants put in, people who change the structure of the teeth in their mouth. And in that way, hopefully, you're going to, if you have a tooth or teeth that are a problem, they're rotten, you haven't taken care of them as either a child or an adult. You abuse them by having too much sugar in your mouth or drink too many caffeinated beverages, and it eats away at the enamel of the teeth, and they rot out. And so sometimes if you got a couple of extra bucks, you may want veneers. But if you know, no matter what, you got to take care of your teeth and your gums because whether you know it or not, there's so much of your health that is dependent. Yesterday I had my acupuncture treatment, and it comes up every once in a while. If you have a sore gum, bleeding gums, you got bad breath, most of it comes from bad teeth, And it's either bad teeth or your gut's not right. You got bad breath, one of those two things, or you had a lot of onions for dinner. One of those three things, onions, garlic, or your stomach is screwed up, or your teeth and gums are a mess. Right? Isn't that it? That's pretty much it.
Well, yeah, you could have a sinus infection. If you've got something going wrong with the gut, it will definitely reflect itself in some alteration of the way you want your breath to smell. There's no mm-hmm. issue about that.
Yeah. Well, I think the idea here is to take a look at the entire body, and that's I underscore that because there's so much of your health that is predicated by what's going on in your mouth. You don't realize it. You think it's just your mouth and your gums. Nope.
No, you know, and you know who the experts were in nutrition 100 years ago. The experts in nutrition 100 years ago were dentists because they could look at the health of the mouth and they knew that that reflected the health of the rest of the body.
Yep.
And so I have to admit my nutrition the first half of my life wasn't all that good. Mm-hmm. It's only the second half of my life so far, the last 30 years or so, that I have really started to give some good attention to my body's requirements, my body's needs. In 2 weeks, I'll be 67.
Happy
and
birthday.
Thank you very much. Yesterday,
2 weeks, I'll be 71.
Oh, you're still a kid, too.
I know.
And yesterday, I saw over 50 people and 4 new patients and 50 follow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going strong right until the end of the day.
Yeah, the age is such a BS number. I get tired of this, especially people who say, oh, yeah, and they kind of scoff at me. I challenge anybody who's 20, 25, 30 years, even Kara's age, to keep up with me. And I don't try to sound smug, but I have a very high level of energy. I'm very healthy. I continue to work and will until I can't speak anymore, until I drop, can't get around. And it's because I take care of my immune system. I'm conscious of the physiological effect from the psychology of people who say, oh, aren't you going to stop? Look at your age. Age is crap. I have given an insignia that basically reflects on a piece of jewelry in spirit. Age and time are meaningless because they don't. We have age and time here on the planet now, but in the universe it doesn't exist. It doesn't. There's no age and time.
No,
it just everything keeps going. Go ahead.
There's nothing. There's nothing to interrupt. There's nothing really to interrupt the basic momentum that we had when we were born, except our nutritional status and how we think, how we think about ourselves, how we think about life, but mostly how we think about ourselves.
Yep.
Now, last February, and we've got some podcasts on this. I had 2. 6 root canals taken out of my mouth because root canals are all toxic anyway.
Yep.
And I'm putting back
in them.
Yeah. And I'm putting in 3 and I'm putting in 3 more after the first of the year to make up for the fact that I was neglectful of my nutrition the first 30 years of my life.
Yep.
And it showed up in the fact that I had mineral loss in my teeth, and mineral loss in the teeth is what makes you subject to decay, cavities, that kind of thing. Sugar is a secondary consideration because there are people who have rather healthy nutritional status for the most part that probably have more sugar than they have who do not get cavities.
No.
And there's other people who treat sugar like the plague and won't have anything to do with it, yet they still get a cavity or two every time they go in for an exam because they're lacking in the basic nutrition that underscores the health of the gums and the teeth.
I have actually, there's an interesting study that I want to get to if we have time today that's being done about sugar and its connection, well, not connection to, but these people that are studying it are trying to get the government and lawyers to sue the sugar companies the way they sued the tobacco companies. So they're drawing parallels between what happens to you if you have too much tobacco versus what happens to you if you have too much sugar. And it's a fascinating, fascinating comparison.
Absolutely.
And sugar may be more damaging even than tobacco. So that we'll get
to
that.
Oh, I would agree with that. Yeah. I have no problem agreeing with that because there are people who are in their 70s and 80s who started smoking as teenagers, and they're still smoking because they have strong, resilient
immune systems. But most people are not.
Systems.
It's not the rule. But it's something that happens. I have people, and I talk about this all the time. I always get an email from somebody, two or three of them. I've been smoking. I'm 96 years old. I've been smoking since I was 16, and I'm as healthy as can be. Yeah, that's the exception. That is not the rule, sir. We were talking about where you live and how that affects your health. It is very interesting, and the specific focus was on heart disease, but I think you can go, what are people know? You live in Salt Lake City. There are probably certain things that go on there health-wise that are affected by the fact that you live in Salt Lake City. I know that's the case where I am, both coasts, my zip code here on the East Coast and on the West Coast. There are different health afflictions that are caused by where you live. I think that's sort of natural, isn't it?
Well, it is. And it's also in various parts of the country, there's a cultural influence. Mm-hmm. And here, with the predominance of the LDS Church, you know, there's a real strong downplay on caffeinated drinks, alcohol, tobacco. Yeah. So a lot of them make up for that.
Do they even sell that stuff?
For sugar.
Mormons?
Oh, yeah.
Do they,
oh, yeah.
You can. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, Salt Lake City is less than half Mormon. There are other smaller towns around the state that can be as much as 95% Mormon.
Yeah. Right.
But there's still enough interest in tobacco and alcohol that they're sold all over the place. But the thing that a lot of the Mormon culture makes up for with the denial of those particular substances is sugar. Mm-hmm. I mean, sugar, sugar, sugar. And we have an extremely high rate of diabetes in the state, a very high rate of cancers that are not associated necessarily with smoking and lung cancer, but other kinds of cancers. We have one of the world's foremost cancer research centers, the Huntsman, here in the Salt Lake City area. Because there's a tremendous amount of cancer. And unfortunately, pediatric cancers really abound here. Oof. And I can't help but look at some of the causative factors. We do have higher levels of radon gas in this area because of the granitic mountains that are all over the place. Granite always has radioactivity coming out of it, usually in the form of radon. But it's the incredible level of sugar.
That's a national affliction, but there are things where I come from, where you come from. It is, I think, a factor. And if you don't acclimate yourself to what you have, like you wear better and different clothing when it's cold, you know, stuff like that, versus what you would wear if you were in Hawaii or in the warm weather zones in Florida over the wintertime.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's also how much sun exposure do you get? Mm-hmm. Like people who are in the tropics, especially near the equator, have less of neurodegenerative diseases than people who live in higher latitudes, above 40 degrees north or below 40 degrees south, not getting as much vitamin D.
All right, so discussing it, knowing what the problem is, then how do you adapt? People need to do a little research, or they need to know their area, and then you got to get supplementation or something that keeps you tuned up so that it won't make any difference where you live. There may be different supplements you got to take depending on where you live, but you ought not to have weaker immune systems or that sort of thing just because you live in a different zip code.
Well, you know, and these are the thing. It's good you're bringing this up, because these are the kinds of things a lot of people never give any thought to. And it does require some research. And again, that's what the Forbidden Doctor is all about, mm-hmm. the podcast that Mary and I put together, because they're devoted to this very idea that even the best of diets anymore are going to require some kind of supplementation along the way to make up for some essential nutrients that are missing.
I have some people, one guy I know who was a really fabulous disc jockey, recently discovered he had stage 4 colon cancer. He's not an older fella either. I had a friend who had brain surgery to remove a tumor, worked at a radio station for a long time. I always asserted that it was because he was so close to the transmitters are really bad. The transmitters, the energy that comes out of the transmitters is really, really bad stuff. And I think that helps. I maintain Ed McMahon died at 86 of bone cancer, and I think he got it being exposed to the lights. He did so many television programs, was under those lights in front of those cameras for as much as he was during his adult life. It was. I think
yeah, we have something we have to deal with today that, you know, just when you and I were, you know, running around in our little kids' tennis shoes, that they didn't have to deal with that much back then. And that's this tremendous flood, this ocean of electromagnetic radiation that's everywhere. All the, you know, all the TV channels, all the internet fields, all the Wi-Fi fields, all of the high power tension lines that you can't see. Everybody driving up and down the road whose cars are hooked into their Bluetooth systems their telephones. Yep. I mean, we have this flood of irritation to our nervous systems and our normal tissue physiology that we've never had to face before. And there's studies out now that are showing the use of iPads, the use of iPhones or smartphones in general, how close they are either to the heart or to the head can be an indicator of future health problems. And the studies are there. They've been done. No one's paying attention to them.
Nope. Well, one of the
things...
Well,
we are. You and I are.
Yeah, we have to keep talking about those things to be relevant. I mean, we were talking, and we'll continue to talk as the hour progresses, about the opioid and alcohol problems. We have addiction. There is a lack of hope, I think. And this goes beyond... This is sort of the mind-body connection to a lesser extent or more extent, the spirit-mind-body connection, because people need to have hope. They crave hope. And whether you're the person who needs it or somebody who's close that can provide it, I think it's hard not to play doctor or a psychologist sometimes. I know I do it on the radio from time to time. And maybe if I just give people doses of hope, talking about things on the radio that are a part of how people survive. I'm always reminded of the story of author Norman Cousins, who was left for dead by his doctors. He had a 1 in 500 chance of surviving some kind of connective tissue disease. So he took matters into his own hands. He took huge doses of vitamin C, and then he watched funny movies. He lived another 26 years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure. I never was quite sure what large doses of vitamin C, other than enhancing your immune system, and that's basically, okay, maybe I'm answering my own question. Enhancing the immune system is what takes care of cancers and most of the other things that are disease.
But most vitamin C today, of course, is just ascorbic acid. And it's not the whole food vitamin C. It's just the antioxidant part of vitamin C complex. But it's very acidifying. And so there are people who feel a cold coming on or something, scratchy throat, something like that. They'll take a large dose of ascorbic acid and they'll feel better because that acid condition that it creates will kill the bacteria, kill the virus, kill whatever's causing that upper respiratory problem. But it's interesting you mentioned Norman Cousins. We have a three-part podcast, 113, 114, 115, talking about the tribal shame and the impact it has on one's life. Not just the emotional stuff, but the kind of tribes we're a part of, a healthcare tribe or a political tribe or an education tribe.
Religious
that
tribe.
Locks you into a tunnel vision viewpoint. You can't see what's going on. So what did he do? He starts taking large amounts of ascorbic acid, which in the short term, you know, is probably okay, but not long term by any means. But he started watching funny movies.
Yeah.
And so in this three-part series on tribal shame and its impact on your health, there are people who are given a death sentence. You have 12 weeks. You have 4 months. You have 6 months. Get your affairs in order. And they get out of the ocean of stress they've been floating in and change the lifestyle to the point where all of a sudden they're around another 20 years because they got out of what was leading up to those degenerative conditions. And the tribes we are a part of can lead us into that before we even know it.
Well, it's so many different influences on us. It kind of ruins your life to be cognizant of or thinking about them all the time. But being aware is different than thinking about them all the time. And that's kind of what we're suggesting. And
sure.
By the way, being aware, going back to the symptom survey that you provide at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you've got all these people, consultants that work in your office that help you take care of the requests. These people go online to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You see the button for symptom survey. Take it. I've taken it. And I found out a lot about what was going on in my body. And Jack and Mary fine-tuned some things that I needed to be doing. That's what can happen to you. And again, especially as you may be questioning the state of your immune system. You may not know one way or the other, but as you go into the winter months, wouldn't you want to have something that's really strong and running well on all eight cylinders? And the way you can find that out is to do a good job completing the symptom survey.
Sure. And the website is so extent now and all the different things we offer that right there on the landing page it says, not sure where to go? Start here. Mm-hmm. It's a great place because of all the information at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Just click here, not sure where to go? Start here, and it will take you on an incredible journey.
Yeah. Also, when you're nosing around the ForbiddenDoctor.com, I think you I'm pleased. As a matter of fact, I just took mine, ageless thyroid capsules and the long life energy enzymes. I take the energy enzymes a couple times a day. I'm not sure that I need to, and I never really, I don't know if I did ask you, I've forgotten what the answer was. The enzymes are for the gut, and they are they're mandatory for most people who have gotten into understanding what the enzymes do in the gut. But I'm not sure everybody understands the thyroid. Kara, I don't know whether you talked to Jack or about your sister or not. Kara's sister just had her thyroid removed. It may have been cancerous. I don't know that they were sure about that. But these ageless thyroid capsules and what they provide, do they help forestall things like Kara's sister had? I mean, Meredith had thyroid cancer earlier in her life and had it taken out, as I think she told you that.
Yeah.
What is there that is in the ageless thyroid that's necessary? Do you have to?
What's in ageless thyroid is food for what's called the HPA axis, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, and the adrenal. And when I say food, they have the essential ingredients to keep these organs healthy and functioning correctly. We certainly do not offer them as prevention for cancer. That's outside of our scope of practice, and the FDA would love for somebody like me to say, make a comment like that. Mm-hmm. But it will give the thyroid gland, and not just the thyroid. The thyroid is not a gland that works independent of everything else. It works as a community of organs, and that basic community of organs has an awful lot to do with energy and well-being and having a great outlook on life, as well as a good balance in the two nervous systems that speed things up and slows things down. Mm-hmm. And it helps with stress. It definitely helps with your ability to handle stress. So, yeah, it's called Ageless Thyroid. It's available. There's a way you can get a free bottle just at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
All right. And you also get, if you use the code Doug, get 15% off either Ageless Thyroid or the Long Life. Yeah, I can get them free.
Yeah. And so you ask about her sister. Yeah, she apparently, I don't know if I can talk openly about it. I didn't get permission from.
You can talk about it.
Okay, well.
I have permission because I just
gave you. She had difficulty swallowing.
Yeah.
And they had to do, they probably started with an ultrasound and they saw something swelling on the thyroid. They do a biopsy and here's this cancerous growth. And cancer of the thyroid, as well as cancer in other vital tissues in the body, is not something you play around with. So they removed it because of the tremendous amount of blood that is flowing through the thyroid gland on a continual basis, picking up thyroid hormone. And while thyroxin, the thyroid hormone, is not the gasoline of the body, it is the gas pedal of the body. And without an adequate amount of this hormone, you're going to have a serious amount of problems. So now that her thyroid gland is gone, the other glands that the thyroid works with is still present and still functioning. In fact, they're calling out for the thyroid now. Where are you? But she's going to go on to a synthetic form of the thyroid hormone, levothyroxin or synthroid, depending on where you get it. And it will act in place of the thyroid gland, but she still needs support for these other organs. And so that's why I was suggesting to Kara that she tell her sister to listen to podcasts 26, 27, 28 that are a three-part series on the thyroid, as well as podcast 61, that is the introduction of we go into practically a full hour, Mary and I, talking about why we put this together, what's in there, and how you can get a healthier, better functioning thyroid by using Ageless Thyroid.
All right. All of these items, Ageless Thyroid and the Long Life Energy Enzymes, are at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's something you can get by going to DougLikesBeats.com. Be great if all of us had all the energy we want. We talk about this. We start our day raring to go, and then during the course of the day, maybe you slow down a little. Maybe you have too much for lunch, and you really slow down a little bit. So if you have fatigue that sets in for one reason or another during the day, and you want to be active through the course of the day, and if it's getting a little worse every year as you add a year or two, Jack and I are just talking about our birthdays coming up, when you're 20, your body has the natural ability to maintain healthy circulation. By the time you're 40, though, the ability has decreased, and that leaves you feeling tired later in the day. So if you want to know what to do to increase the natural circulation, fight fatigue in your body, keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, you need to drink Super Beets. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation. The nitric oxide in the beets opens up the arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all the important areas, every area of your body that needs to be fed. Super Beets, made from the best beets grown, concentrated into a superfood crystal. You get it in the canister, take a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water or a smoothie, and yum. And you're on your way to your own natural energy. No caffeine, no hype, no muscle drinks, none of that five energy stuff, whatever the hell that is. No, you got none of that stuff. Go to Doug Likes. Well, you know what I'm talking about. There's all
that. I know exactly what you're talking
stuff.
About.
Ugh. So here's the story. DougLikesBeats.com. First order for you gets you a 30-day supply of Super Beats free. Plus, you get that indicator strip that tells you how Super Beats is working. But you can see how Super Beats is increasing your nitric oxide quotient. And it'll be shipped to you free as well. So that's Super Beats at DougLikesBeats.com. Take our advice. And it is our advice. If you're an athlete, you're somebody who works a lot, it doesn't make any difference who you are, where you are. There are no jittery side effects to Super Beats. No crash, no sugar. Order them now at DougLikesBeats.com. Health time. Doctors are in the house. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us again now because he hasn't got anything better to do and he wants to keep talking. So we're happy to have him here to give us the benefit of his experience. Jack is a Anuka chiropractor. As I have said many, many times, someone that I have great regard for, great respect for, him and his wife Mary, because they've helped me a lot and they've helped tens of thousands of other people who are in and around. Those of you listening in Salt Lake, everybody in Salt Lake knows Jack Stockwell. And that may be because he has 35 kids, or it may be that it's just, you know, they all get the word gets around.
35 kids.
All right, it's not that bad.
Sometimes it feels like it.
I know. Well, between you and Mary, have 14, so it's not like you were...
No, you're exaggerating. It's only 13.
Oh, excuse me. 13. You'll be happy to know, as a result of your badgering me, I have stopped eating fruit. However, I think one of the side effects may be that I'm going to get a little, you know what, so I may have to have a little bit of fruit to keep things going. But you've convinced me, and not... The girls here, Victoria and Karen, Jennifer, are always badgering me because I admit to when I'm on the air, I'm always eating lots and lots of fruit. And although the fruit, the sugar's not as bad as regular raw white, not raw sugar, but white processed sugar, it still has fructose in it. And so anyway, that information is in the most recent podcast, which you can find at Good Day Health Show. .com, and then whatever Jack talks about during the day today will be the next a bit. And there's also a podcast from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, which is all outlined. You can see the podcast information, the outlines that are there, episodes going back. So check your health out with that podcast. And also, Jack, at the Forbidden Doctor website, we have all this information. Jack and his wife do fabulous work doing research on important things every week that affect your health, and you can get those podcasts as well at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So this week, a lot of people are talking about Big Pharma, the opioid addiction problem in our country, the CBS special report on 60 Minutes, which now has a lot of people really worked up. I don't know. I guess it took the CBS thing to do it because lots of other people have been talking about this for a long time. So what is this new report now from the American Academy of Pediatrics? What sort of light does it cast on the problem from their perspective, Jack?
Well, they are reporting that more than 100 children and teenagers every day are already now hooked on opioids.
Good God.
Yeah, and the researchers base this estimate on a retrospective. 100 children. Children and teenagers. These are not adults. 100 a day. Now, that's not the 100 today or the 100 yesterday who are still addicted. It's another 100.
These bastards in the drug companies, aren't they amazing?
And well, they have help.
Corrupt. Oh, of course they do.
They have help, and it's called the United States Congress.
Yep. Yeah.
So let them get away with this.
How does one, when they're hooked on this stuff, my son is a drug and alcohol counselor, so I know he works on it. But from the medical side, how would you try to relieve someone of this addiction?
Oh, you're not going to believe the answer because you've never heard this from me before.
All right.
But we start with the gut.
Yeah,
opioids, opioids absolutely wreck the bio content of the gut. The microbes, all the bacteria, the viruses, all the things that live in our gut that make life possible for us. And anytime we overdose anything, it's going to have some kind of a negative effect. But opioids are some of the worst things that we can be taking into our bodies.
Awful. All right, so
how much terrible pain do children have? How much terrible physical pain do teenagers have? They're not taking it for pain.
No.
It's been introduced to them because of its plentitude, and as a result, they get hooked very easily on this stuff because they do not have built-in resilience yet to
deal with it. Well, you got to have you're a GAPS practitioner. You understand the gut, and everything starts in the gut, and one of the ways we feed it is with Superbeats. Superbeats bringing you, Jack, and the attention to your health and well-being. Superbeats, all natural, non-GMO beets that are grown and cooked, and then they're dried and powdered, and you get them so that your body is going to have healthier circulation, but also is great for your gut. So get these beets. Go to DougLikesBeets.com, Superbeats. When you're ordering for the first time, you get a 30-day supply free, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com.